Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to WWL's Fans in the Pro. We are broadcasting live from the Rouse's Market at 6205-6205 Lepalco Boulevard in Marrero. Right at Marrero and Ames. You can't miss us. Get ready for Thanksgiving. Shop and save at Rouse's for everything you need for your holiday meals. And if you'd rather just skip the cooking, Rouse's has the complete holiday meal ready for you. And I know it's Friday the 14th, but Rouse is a pretty good place to be on Saturday the 15th from 11 to 2, and this is all Rouse's. It's their taste of the holidays. They just have samples of Rouse's family recipes and festive holiday treats all throughout the store and at all stores. So tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., check out Taste of the Holidays. It's kind of a cool, I know, you know, the teams aren't doing well right now, but it's a cool time of year. You got high school football playoffs. We got the Bayou Classic coming up, Saints football and the Falcons on the 23rd, and just, you know, the weather's changing a little bit. Still not, you know, not cold. It was cold earlier this week. And now you're just going to see how things kind of wrap up. Tulane football, as we were talking last Friday, they were getting ready to play Memphis, beat Memphis. So they play tomorrow against Florida Atlantic at 3 o'clock.
Homecoming, right?
Yep. LSU is early, and so, man, this is still a lot to be decided, right? I mean, you look at the playoff matchups and, you know, the top 12 and how things are going to finish up. And it's, I mean, there's four of the top seven right now in the latest playoff poll are SEC. Man, that, you know, and then we kind of talked about it in the break. I don't know who I'd like to be more, but I wouldn't mind being Jimmy Sexton right now. Jimmy Sexton, I said, who's Lane Kiffin's agent? It's Jimmy Sexton. Because he's mentioned for every job that is open currently in any level of football.
Yeah, whether you're talking college, high-level college, or even NFL.
Yeah.
You know, and a couple of NFL jobs that aren't even open. he has been mentioned in it. And so for Jimmy, I've known Jimmy for a long, long time, and he's always been a shrewd guy. He rarely, and that's been Lane's style, not to talk about or negotiate during season. But this one, he may have to do something very, very soon as far as Oxford is concerned, because the powers that be, they either are at the point where, one, you're having the best season that you've had in 50-plus years when you talk about probably winning one more game, and they have a big one against Florida, of course, and you're in the college playoffs, the 12-team playoff. If there was a 12-team playoff, your team would have been in last year, but you didn't take care of your business against one team being Florida, one team being Kentucky at home. And so at the end of the day, what it comes down to is really for Lane, where do you want to be? That's really honestly what it's going to come down to, because from what I know from structure-wise and pay-wise, the top big three, they're going to give you what you want.
Yeah, the money's going to be there.
The money will be there. The NIL commitment will be there. It'll be what's your preference. And so Lane probably is domino one that falls, and then you have these – other dominoes that will fall, because LSU would normally be a top domino, but we kind of know what has happened there. They'll still get a very good coach, but I don't think that they're going to get the elite tier one coach. if that makes sense.
No, but I also think that they have not really been able to start the process. And I think the whole Brian Kelly court battle, if it gets to that point.
I don't think that – that helps and hurts you. And the only reason I say is that money is the money. I mean, whether you have to pay it all or whether you have to pay 20 or 30% or whatever it may be, that money is the money. You know, they'll figure that part out. But as you talked about, at some point, a good coach is going to get 6 years or 7 years. And I know there's pushback, whether it's publicly or privately, there's pushback in that essence. Guess what a good coach is also going to get? You're not getting a good coach for less than in the SEC where they're fishing. They're not fishing in a little pond.
That's right.
They're fishing in a big pond. Guess what? You're not getting them for less than $10 million. I mean, and that's here.
Right. We talked about that.
That's where we are with college football.
Right. Before Kelly got fired, we're never even talking about it. You're going to go, well, we got his buyout, and guess what? The next guy's going to want the same thing.
The next guy, no. Next guy's not going to want the same thing. Next guy's going to want that in a raise. If you're willing to pay that guy this, then I think I'm worth more than what you were paying that guy. Now, you got to have some skins on the wall. You can't just say, hey, man, look, you know, you can charm them as much as you want. But at the end of the day, you got to have some skins on the wall and a little proof. But when you're fishing in that pond, it's not going to be pretty. I mean, and so elite program, we already know that. I mean, you talk about what you've done in the last 5 years, what you've done in the last 10 years, that speaks for itself. You know, the NIL, that speaks for itself. I'm not preaching. You know, you could argue about process and some different things about that, but that's a different story. But you also have Florida that's out there. You also have Auburn that's out there. You also have Arkansas that's out there. And, oh, what about those couple of NFL teams that you mentioned?
Yeah.
Don't you think that they're going to be pulling if they can't get a known commodity? They're going to make a phone call to the elite head coaches at some of the universities out there. There's a name in Texas that has already been floated. So if he takes one of those other jobs, now you got a place like University of Texas that's open. That, guess what? They got plenty of money. They got plenty of money. So, I mean,
you also got Penn State.
I didn't even go up to Northeast.
Oklahoma State. The number of coaching vacancies right now is
blue bloods.
Staggering.
Penn State has a ton of money, has a ton of blue chip prospects in the DMV area, in Penn State, in Pennsylvania, and in New Jersey. They can go and get.
Right.
They can go and get. I didn't even talk about them, but I mean, I just tried to stay in the Southeast. But
I know it's because to your point, Lane is the first domino, and then these other, you know, entities, which ain't small entities.
No, they're definitely not.
Right.
Penn State can pay a coach. Penn State can pay a coach $10 million plus easily. And guess what? They're still going to pay the buyout for Franklin.
Yeah.
You know, Franklin is flirting with Virginia Tech on that job, and it'll be interesting to see if he takes that one or if he does get back in the SEC, because he was at Vanderbilt at one point in time. And, you know, does Vanderbilt lose their coach? That's another thing out there, because they have an outside shot at getting into the playoffs. And Mike, this whole rant started with – the SEC teams and how many of them are ranked in the
top seven right now.
Four in the top seven.
Right.
And then a couple of weeks ago, Greg Sankey, the commissioner, felt like that, hey, we need six teams, which I think is absurd. I think that you will get four, possibly five in, but you don't need six or seven teams. I mean, you've got enough good other teams. I think you'll get four in, possibly five. It just depends on who beats each other up over the next couple of weeks. But there are plenty other teams, Tulane being one, James Madison being another. Texas Tech deserves to be in. I'll be intrigued to see if BYU can get in. You know, Indiana will be in. Ohio State will be in. I mean, there's plenty of teams out there. Arizona State is another one. You know, I think they deserve to be in. And so it'll be intriguing how it all shakes out and unfolds. But I think he starts as the first domino.
Oh, yeah.
And then some other coaching positions will get to be filled up.
Quick shout-out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine. Dine-in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza with pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. Take a break. Come back. We'll talk with Chris Gordy. Lock down the SEC, and we'll figure out what's going on in the conference. And LSU and Arkansas tomorrow. We are at the Rouses, 6205 LaPalco Boulevard in Marrero till 6 o'clock. Deuce McAllister, Mike Koss, fans of the Pro, back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, fans in the Pro, 6205 LaPalco Boulevard in Marrero. We are at the Rouses. They got the taste of the holidays tomorrow. Don't forget LSU. Tomorrow, it's an early one, 7 a.m. Mike Atelier, Herb Tyler with the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust tailgating show. Then 9:45, catch LSU's official pregame show. Kickoff at 11:45, Chris Blair, Jacob Hester. Then after the game, Mike and Herb, the purple and gold point after from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. 16 surround sound TVs. Great place to hang out. Watch all the football thanks to the good folks at MAP Construction. Tigers and Razorbacks tomorrow at 7 a.m. My gosh, 7 a.m. WWL streaming live in the free Odyssey app. And a good friend of ours joining us again, and that's Chris Gordy, host on Locked on the SEC, at Chris Gordy. And I can't remember the last time we talked, Chris. Welcome to the show. You're on with Deuce and Oz. But I feel like if we go back in time and what we were talking about then with LSU football, might as well have been 10 years ago with the way things have changed. Deuce and I just spent the last segment talking about the coaches' situation. I guess just from a football standpoint, I don't even know where to begin. Maybe the injury situation, Whit Weeks, Doug Nussmeier. You got a backup quarterback now in the mix. I mean, it is – I don't think I've ever seen anything that's moved so fast and so crazily as LSU lately.
Yeah, I think to me, guys, the biggest surprise – and we knew LSU, you know, bought this top recruit, you know, transfer portal class, and they recruited very well. But I can't remember in recent years – a veteran quarterback comes back for his, you know, fifth year super senior season and produced this bad. And I say produced because I don't want to pin it on Garrett and say he's bad. Obviously, the offensive line had a lot to do with it. Obviously, play calling had a lot to do with it. But, you know, I think we all kind of thought either he's going to stay the same, which was a 4,000-yard passer last year, or he's going to get better. And we made all those comparisons about the ginormous leap that Joe Burrow made, the big leap that Jaden Daniels made. And obviously they were both Heisman winners. And I think most LSU fans would have been fine with Garrett not winning a Heisman, but I think we all thought 10-2 or better. And this was going to be a playoff team, maybe not win the SEC because the schedule was tough. But after they beat Clemson week one, guys, I mean, I want to say, I talked to you guys ahead of the Ole Miss game. It was like, man, this team, I mean, they can lose two games and they'll be just fine. But the rails came off the track here. And certainly, you know, a lot of it is pinned on the offense. And unfortunately, that falls at the quarterback's feet. And so, you know, Garrett Nussmeier's taking a big brunt of the blame this year. Obviously, the offensive line takes a lot of it as well. But it is wild how this thing has spiraled, obviously, with Brian Kelly being fired. And now just trying to finish the season strong. And that starts with a very hungry Arkansas team that is coming in with their sights set on a win tomorrow. So hopefully the LSU faithful come out and support this team because they're going to need it.
Yeah, when you talk about, you know, both teams really being on interim coaches and, you know, just the, I don't call it turmoil, but disappointment for both programs, who do you think would be in favor or in line to really be fired up to go and play that game? Is it an Arkansas team or is it an LSU team? I mean, because trust me, I know Arkansas was looking to have a good season because they were trying to keep their coach who was already on the hot seat. But for LSU, it wasn't just necessarily a good season. I mean, if you're being honest, LSU was playoffs, and then once we're in the playoffs, we're winning national championships. And obviously we know that's not going to happen. So do you see Coach Frank being able to keep that squad together and go out and play hard?
I sure hope so. I mean, at least the attitude you've heard from the guys. Look, we saw last week against Alabama. They gave everything they had, and you know, the defense played their behinds off. But let's not forget, we just saw 2 weeks ago Florida did the same thing against Georgia. Played their butts off. Probably should have won that game. Let it slip away in the final minutes, and then they went and laid a big fat egg against Kentucky this past week. So, you know, let's see that they keep that momentum up and keep that intensity up. And hands down, I mean, I think LSU still has better players. The only thing that I keep going back to is Taylen Green has been a very productive quarterback, one of the most productive quarterbacks, not just in the SEC, but in the country this year. And if he didn't have a defense that was ranked, you know, in the 110s right now, Arkansas would have more wins than 2-7. And there is still a sentiment over there in Fayetteville that a lot of those players would like to see Bobby Petrino get that job. And I get it. You know, he hasn't won a game since he's taken over, but they've been close. I mean, a one-score loss to Tennessee, a one-score loss to A&M, close game with Auburn, and then, you know, lost by three to Mississippi State. They've been knocking on the door. And, guys, I'll tell you right now, the one thing, Blake Baker, give him credit, the defense played their butts off against Ty Simpson, but he's not a mobile quarterback. He can run, but he's not a running quarterback. Taylen Green can run. And we saw Diego Pavia get after it. We saw Marcel Reed get after it. And I'm just a little worried. I think Arkansas is thinking if they can get to 30 points, they're going to win this game. And unfortunately, I think Taylen Green's got the skill set that can get after this defense. Now, they did bottle him up last year at Fayetteville, but this year it's Bobby Petrino calling plays. He's the head coach, and you just wonder, you know, are they going to learn from last year's mistakes and dial up some plays that'll work on LSU?
Yeah, you wonder, you know, just going back and looking at it and being able to play to his strengths and Petrino, you know, obviously you can have different feelings about him as far as a coach, but I've always thought that he was can be an innovative OC as far as with some of the things that he can do to you now. You still have to be able to go out and produce, but he's definitely a problem. Got a question for you. I know that LSU has rotated or used a different quarterback last week, and he'll probably get the majority of their snaps this week with Nuss kind of re-aggravating that injury. What different can they do? I mean, obviously, I know you can put in a little bit more RPO game to help, but what different can LSU do from an offensive line standpoint? Do you not have any other individuals that you feel comfortable with at least giving a shot? Or, you know, just it has to be quick game or run pass game to have some success, because you've got weapons. You've got a ton of weapons on the outside. Now, they've been a little inconsistent, but they've got, you know, elite guys on the outside.
Well, that was my thing, Deuce. I mean, like, if we go week after week after week and the offensive line not getting any better, I go, is this the best five we got? Like, you know, look, I'd make an open competition. We're coming to practice on Monday. May the best man win. Like, I guess, you know, the coaches know what they're doing, and this is the best five that they can put out there. But I like some of the wrinkles they showed early in the game last week. Alex Atkins rolled Nussmeier out twice, and it bought him time, kind of almost bootleg action to get him out in space, moving and looking for his wide receivers. And then they got away from that the rest of the game against Alabama. I don't know why they did that. Look, Van Buren gives you an extra wrinkle because he's got the running ability. We saw him do that a couple times against Alabama. Once or twice, you know, couldn't evade the defender, but Alabama's defense absolutely had to adjust last week when he came in. So I would have maybe some designed runs for him out in space, get him some easy crossers, some tight ends, whatever, coming back across the field to where, you know, give him an easy dump off, something like that. They need to make this a little bit simple for him and get him going, because this isn't like a guy that hasn't played much. I mean, he's played a ton of games at Mississippi State last year and looked pretty good at times. So I think he's not lacking confidence. I would say, you know, if it is going to be mostly Van Buren, because we know Nussmeier is banged up, they say, you know, probably start. But if it is Van Buren for much of this game, I want to see some more of those wrinkles, getting him out in space and making Arkansas have to respect it. But honestly, guys, you know, when Arkansas's defense ranks as bad as it is, 123rd in total defense, I think they're going to have a lot of success, LSU.
As you look around the conference, as we get, you know, the next 3 weeks are going to tell us a lot, of course. You can't look into your crystal ball, but Deuce and I were talking right now, four of the top seven in the last poll, SEC. As you look at the 12 and the playoffs, you know, what do you think? Four, five? How many get in?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say right now. I mean, I'd love to say five. I think most people are thinking probably four is the line. You know, just because so much can still happen. I mean, I think A&M is in a great spot right now, you know, undefeated. Alabama undefeated in the conference. You know, we'll see what Georgia does against Texas. If they beat Texas tomorrow, that's an elimination game for them. You know, if Alabama can beat Oklahoma tomorrow, I think they're sitting pretty as well. So those teams are all kind of sitting there. Of course, Ole Miss, you know, basically they beat Florida tomorrow. Even if they lose the Egg Bowl, I still think Ole Miss gets in at this point. So, yeah, I'd say four is a lock, but with some help, look, Vanderbilt, there's no reason why they can't finish the season strong and beat Kentucky and beat Tennessee, and they'll be sitting there as a very attractive 10-2 team with a couple of top 25 wins. So, you know, the key, guys, is going to be on conference championship weekend, that none of these other conferences steal another bid. If you think back last year, remember it was SMU. They lose on the last-minute field goal to Clemson. Clemson wins the ACC title game. They punch their ticket that way, and SMU gets in as an at-large. I think what you'd like is the SEC. It's whoever the favorite is in the ACC and the Big 12, that team goes on to win the Big 12 title conference, and hopefully those are only one-bid conferences.
So I just got to ask you in closing, at least for me, you know, you look at this, at the landscape of college football with coaching in Florida and Arkansas and Auburn and Penn State and Virginia Tech and UCLA and Oklahoma State and Brian Daboll and the NFL, the Giants. I mean, how do you follow the games on the field? And what is this landscape like from a coaching standpoint? You know, and Deuce said earlier that Lane Kiffin's the first domino. Ain't no domino fall until Lane falls. But after that, it's going to be pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember the old Michael Keaton movie, Multiplicity, where he cloned himself. I think if Lane Kiffin could do that, man, he's up for every job out there. I mean, I'd love to see him at Florida, LSU, you know, the New York Giants, put him at every job. But, you know, ultimately it's going to come down to if Lane wants to stay there at Oxford. I've heard from several people that, you know, obviously I think he's very happy there. You know, does he think that it's another challenge going somewhere else, that he could have more resources elsewhere? I give Ole Miss credit, and Deuce knows this. I mean, that fan base has stepped up their support big time for him there. And, you know, if they're willing to write the big check to keep him there, I think he stays. And so, you know, I just know this, guys. Any of these lists of Vegas odds about all the coaches and the openings, they're always wrong. I mean, very rarely are these lists right. So, you know, there's always a guy out of left field. I mean, I remember Lincoln Riley was the favorite for the LSU job a couple years ago, and here comes Brian Kelly. No one even knew Brian Kelly was available. So, you know, there's always names like that come out of nowhere. So, look, this is the era we live in. It used to just be message boards, but now we got message boards, Twitter, Discord, everything else, with everybody's got a brother-in-law who knows somebody who knows something about the search, and 95% of them are wrong.
Well, we will see. We still got some football to play, thankfully, and so I appreciate your time. Always love to get your insight. Chris Gordy, host of Locked On SEC, at Chris Gordy. We'll see how it all shakes out. We'll see how it shakes out on the field, then we'll see how it shakes out off the field. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you.
LSU and Arkansas tomorrow at 11:45. It's an early game. Our coverage begins at 7 o'clock in the morning. Take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, we're at the Rouses at 6205 LaPalco Boulevard in Marrero here till 6 o'clock. And then you can listen to LSU's Football Coaches Show with interim head coach Frank Wilson. That's at 6 o'clock, but we'll take a break. Stay with us here on Fans in the Pro, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, welcome back, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are at the Rouses at 6205 LaPalco Boulevard in Marrero until 6 o'clock. Then it's the LSU Coaches Show with interim head coach Frank Wilson. 7 o'clock, Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, WWL 105.3 FM or the Odyssey app. Or you have the Pelicans and the Lakers on WWL 870. That pregame begins at 6:30. So you got some choices tonight. Lots of things going on. Taste of the holidays here at Rouses. And don't forget, this also begins that time when you can purchase a Hormel ham, buy a Hormel Cure 81 spiral ham at $2.99 a pound, and get up to a 12-pound free butterball grade frozen turkey. Limit one per offer with a $25 purchase as we get closer to Thanksgiving. And I cannot believe we are almost an hour and 45 minutes into this. We really haven't talked about the Saints.
Well, no, and I got a question for you because somebody texted me about it, my thoughts on it. I don't know how much you followed it since we were talking Penn State a while ago.
Yeah.
And the Big Ten. So give me your thoughts on the private equity group that the Big Ten is entertaining.
Dude, private equity is going to own everything before it's over. You know, private equity can buy NBA teams and parts of NFL teams.
That used to not be the case, though.
Right. Things have changed.
That used to not be the case.
And I totally get it, to me. You know? It ain't like people out there feeling sorry for any NFL or NBA owner. But if your team is worth $6 trillion, but you still got to pay your bills, it's like having your house worth $6 trillion. I don't get that money until I sell the house.
So, like I said, to a point, I get it. But those are
professional. I'm not saying it's good, by the way.
But those are professional teams.
Right.
The college entities.
No, that's a different ballgame.
Yeah. Are not professional.
No.
Well, guess what?
But they are now, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the play on the field and the court is professional. But those buildings, those assets are owned by a state. Right. And the people that pay taxes in it.
Yeah, the slippery slope, right?
So it's quote unquote a naming right deal where they would get, you know, TV is what's driving, you know, we could talk about YouTube and ESPN debacle. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But as far as the private equity deal, it would give so much money to those Big Ten teams. But you would lose control as far as a lot of your media rights to, hey, we like this deal with this group. We like this deal. We want to broadcast it this way. And some of the big – in the Big Ten, I think, who is neglecting or reluctant to do it, I know one is USC because they're, basically – Their budget athletics as well as in general fund is probably bigger than some cities. Right. We'll just go that direction.
Yep.
And then I would be truly, truly surprised, and I hadn't studied it enough, but I would be truly surprised if a brand like Michigan maybe and maybe even Ohio State are going down that road. Because when you think about those brands, now we're not even talking about whether they're winning currently, you know, Ohio State obviously won a national championship, so I think they're doing pretty good. But when you talk about just the funds that they're bringing in, how weird would that be?
Yeah. Well, would private equity get more than 50% ownership?
Yeah.
I didn't recognize the private equity I was talking about with the NFL and the NBA.
No.
Are like 20-30%.
But they're not the controlling interest.
Right.
The PEs here,
yeah,
they will be the controlling interest.
Mm.
So what they say you got to do, not you got any control that you can push back on, but what they say you basically got to do.
Wow.
I mean, but that's possibly where college
is spinning like a top.
I mean, it's – we talk about legislation having to step in, but guess what? Once that's done, guess what's going to happen? It's end up in court. And now, you know, you got class action cases, and, you know, I think one case I just saw was the 5 for 5 rule, where it used to be, hey, you got 4 years to play 5, and, you know, I think there's a class action now with Diego, the quarterback, what is it, Pavia?
Pavia, yeah.
Pavia, his case is now a class action because he basically was able to win and say, hey, my junior college years didn't count, got the extra year at Vanderbilt. It's paid off tremendously for Vanderbilt. Oof. I mean, but – there is all kinds of little, we'll call them fires, that are happening.
That's exactly it.
All kind of little fires that are happening in the NCAA. And the question becomes, how do we stop it?
What do you put out first? We got to put one of them out. Where do you begin? We'll take a quick break, come back, and say goodbye here on Fans in the Pro. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister at the Rouse's Market, 6205 LaPaco Boulevard in Marrero. Back after this. Stay with us. I want to thank everybody for listening this afternoon. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister. Thanks, of course, to the Rouse's Market here, 6205 LaPaco Boulevard. Check them out over the weekend. Get your free Butterball turkey with the purchase of a ham. Check out the Taste of the Holidays. That's at all Rouse's tomorrow from 11 to 2. And I want to thank the Saints. Thank you for beating Carolina. Because I can't imagine what this week and next week would have been like.
I can. I mean, rough.
I mean, good.
Sick.
Golly.
The sun don't even want to come out. Sun even mad at you. Don't even want to come out and shine.
Although, it's been fun. You know, Tyler Shuck, huge step forward. But just, you know, the idle time we are looking at Shuck now is, you know,
he's the future.
One. He's the future.
Just one game.
Stack two together.
Let me see you do it twice.
Stack two. I'm serious. So thank you, because good gosh. It was
Mike. We've been there. I mean, we don't have to be there this week and next week, but you know, we know a little bit more adversity is coming, and so hopefully the Saints can kind of continue to right the ship, and we want our Pelicans, who have the Lakers tonight, to kind of right their ship and get their stuff together. I got some guys I know closely there. It's tough on them,
yeah.
You know, and not only from a player standpoint, but man. You know how hard it is selling a ticket right now?
you can't give them away.
Not only that, but if I'm in the ticket office, you know, that's a tough job. But, I mean, and so they need those guys to go out there and, you know, I don't want to say give effort, but execute. We'll go with execute. But, hey, I do want to shout out. You know, we on the West Bank, as some of them say, the best bank. We got to shout out Landry because I was over there by LB and Landry, and so I wasn't lost. I know we got to shout out Carr.
Yep.
I know we got a shout out Bell Chase, even Bell Chase Academy, South Plaque down there, maybe Lincoln,
South
Lafourche. But the one shout out, and hey, they've been in the dome already this year. Ed in the car,
yeah,
right over here,
number one in the state.
Hey,
woo,
go get it.
Thanks to Charlie Long in the booth, Jason Augusta, and Luke Augusta for helping us out this afternoon. Thanks to Neil and Zoe as well. This has been Fans in the Pro. Have a great weekend, everybody. Saints are off with the Pelicans tonight. Lakers, Sunday night they play against Golden State, and then Monday against Oklahoma City. Yikes! Thanks for listening to Fans in the Pro. Have a great night. LSU Coaches Show is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.